There's a number of things we can learn from this. One, our thoughts are things, and it can be measured. When you use a tool that measures the unseen world, just like seeing the stars at night versus seeing the stars in the daytime, we can actually measure these unseen energies. Your thoughts are things that can be measured. So if you think your thoughts are private, you better think again, because it shows up in your physical world. We can also increase it by, he was thinking she's a jerk, and he changed it, she's a magnificent spiritual being. He could also think, I'm a magnificent spiritual being, and so is she, or she's a magnificent spiritual being. And you don't even have to go to that extent. I'm a good person, she's a good person. I'm wonderful, I'm doing the best I can, so is she. I just like the words magnificent spiritual being because that's what we are. And when we put ourselves down, we shrink it in. She was buying into his thoughts, even though she didn't know what his thoughts were. So you can see that if you're walking out in, let's say you're out in public, you're at a mall, you're at a meeting, and if you're thinking down about yourself, or even if you're not thinking at all, you're susceptible to the thoughts of others. So the best protection you can get is to think well of yourself. As you go out and interact with others, think well of yourself. I am a magnificent spiritual being. And it makes a major difference. It also brings to the point that when we say something hurtful about others or something that puts someone else down, it also puts us down. That's the oneness concept. We may think that we can badmouth other people and get away with it, or even think ugly thoughts about them. But it's dragging us down as it drags the other person down. So this is a major eye-opener to see. Next time you see that person on the freeway that cuts you off, and instead of giving them a hand signal or saying with expletives what you think about them, you can say, I hope, or pray, whatever you prefer, that they get the awareness and understanding or help that they need at this time so that they no longer need to behave in this manner, putting themselves and others at risk. I just ask that they be blessed with getting that understanding or whatever it is they need. Because how do we know what's going on with that other person? Suppose their best friend just died. Suppose they're going because their wife's in the hospital. Whatever. Suppose they just lost their job. There's a reason why the person acts that way. Now, there's some people that act that way all the time, but there's always a reason why they're acting that way. So if we have some understanding that, yes, it's not in a way that I like, it's not in a way that's for the highest good, they're putting themselves and others at risk, but there's a reason behind it. So just ask that they get help. And you can just ask that the angels come and help them and give them awareness and understanding so that it changes the whole scenario. I've tested in other groups where I have a person think about a road rage incident that they've had recently. When I ask, has anyone had a road rage issue lately or trouble in traffic? There's always lots of people, so I have no problems finding a volunteer for that one. And I ask them to think about that incident, and you can do that now as well. Think about the last time someone cut you off in traffic or someone bumped you out of line at the store or the bank or whatever. Someone like interfered and stepped in a way that you really didn't like, that was invasive to you. And just change your thinking about it and say, there must be something going on in their life that causes them to act that way. And my prayer for them is they get awareness and understanding to change those things in their life so that they can act differently. And it blesses and uplifts all of us. It's amazing how it gives you a sense of peace inside. You're not saying that what they did was correct. But what you are saying is having some understanding and asking to get them some help, because we are all one. Another way to express what we're saying about I am a magnificent spiritual being. I learned this when I became a Reiki master. They use the word namaste, and you will hear that often in metaphysical or New Age type circles or spiritual groups. They'll use the word namaste, N-A-M-A-S-T-E with an accent. What this means is you're recognizing the divinity in yourself and in the other person. And when you see that divine spark in yourself and in the other person, it puts it in a whole new light. Sometimes when I'm having difficulty getting along with a person, I might at night or whenever I'm doing my meditation, bring that person before me in my mind's eye and look them in the face and say, Namaste. You can also put your hands like in a prayer position and bow towards them three times and say, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste. It does wonderful things. Try it to change your interaction with that person. When you recognize the divinity in them, regardless of how they're acting, or how you're acting for that matter, you could be the offending party. When you recognize the divinity in yourself and the other person, it just changes things. You'll also notice as your intuition increases and your visual abilities increase that you can see a reaction on the person when you do this namaste in your mind's eye. Sometimes the person will all of a sudden smile and bow back towards you, acknowledging it. And that's the most positive sign I've seen to really change a relationship a very easy, quick way. Other times you'll see that they like run away or turn their back on it. Usually that's because they're not seeing their own divinity. And if you notice that response in a person, ask for the angels to come and give them spiritual awareness about their own divinity. And that will bless and uplift them as well. I've used this when I've had a table like at a conference or a booth, and I can see someone walking up towards me with an attitude and there's like a small cloud of dark energy around them. I just in my mind think Namaste three times and bow towards them. It just in my mind. Don't have to say a word. And it's very interesting how it changes them. They'll either turn and walk away right away and decide they want to investigate someone else's booth. Mine's not interesting them. Or they'll come up and say, wow, I just realized what you're doing. This is so fascinating. Tell me about it. So this is something you can use just in your everyday life in various ways. And it makes a big difference. By acknowledging this oneness and this divinity in yourself and other people, you're giving yourself a degree of protection because as you saw with the lady on the left, her energy field went out huge, even though he was still thinking she's a jerk. So when you're remembering your divinity, it gives you protection. When you know who you are as a magnificent spiritual being, it adds to your protective field. And it's so easy to think that. Like our creator, we're creating with our thoughts moment by moment. We're made in the image of our Creator. The vibration and frequency of our thoughts flows out then through our words and then through our actions. So you can see there's a lot of power behind those thoughts that we're having. It's the start of the process that comes out in our words and then in our actions. Now, if I would have had him say out loud, she's a jerk, it would have magnified it to such a degree that it would have been unpleasant and uncomfortable. Unfortunately, I had to find that out in a small situation at home. I was practicing before I ever started doing this, and it brought the person to tears. It was a man and his wife, and they were just playing along with me. Yeah, let's see what this does. And I practiced with them, and she immediately went into tears, and she said, he must be thinking something so horrible about me. And we were just playing a game. So that's why I realized that you have to set it up and preface it with that this is for demonstration purposes only, and that our intention is to clear it out immediately afterwards so that there are no harmful lasting effects or imprints being made by this example. But it also gives you the awareness that when we're thinking these random ugly thoughts, they are having a strong effect on the world around us. We're not exactly blessing and uplifting ourselves and our world when we have ugly thoughts. So it calls to our attention to really monitor what's going on in your head. And you do have control over it. When you find that you're having a thought that is unpleasant, ugly, putting others down or putting yourself down, immediately catch it and say, I want to cancel that. I want to clear it. Let's replace it and replace it with the opposite. Or if you're not ready to replace it with the opposite, if that jerk, as we said, that cut you off in traffic, if you're not ready to think of him as a magnificent spiritual being, then take the step going towards that where you say, My prayer for him is that he gets the awareness and understanding or whatever it is he needs right now so that he can act differently and doesn't continue to put himself and others at risk. You've heard the saying, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. You've actually seen that the creation process is in motion before it comes out of the words and the actions. So the thing about if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, it really applies to one step further. And that is if you can't think something nice, well, I won't say don't think anything at all, but change your thinking. If you can't think something nice about the other person, or at least uplifting or understanding for the other person, then cancel it, clear it, because it's creating the world around you. And by making these changes, we can make a major difference person by person, changing our thinking. It's something that we have to work on because we've got these old patterns in place, but we can do it. We have control over our thoughts and our minds, and we absolutely can do it.